And good afternoon and good morning, ladies and gentlemen, depending on where you are in the great United States of America. I'm your hostess for today with the Higher Dimensions. And we welcome you to our broadcast today. And we're glad to say everything worked out last week. There had been a crisis because of a fire in California. And it caused our lovely radio station, BBS Radio, to take a break, albeit an reluctant break, but everything is safe and sound. The family, the station, and everybody else is wonderful. And for that, we are so very, very grateful. However, we are now on a third try to get our dear, dear friend Carol May on the air, and she is with us today. As they say, the third time's a charm. Welcome, Carol May. How are you?
Thank you, darling. I'm just doing great.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I think that it is interesting, you know, it leads us right into talking about perfected timing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? When
yes.
things don't work the first time, sometimes we just have to shelve them and move on to the next thing.
Uh-huh.
And wait for that perfected timing to come back around. I think it's really great for us to realize that what seems like a no is sometimes just a let's put it off till the right time.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So I'm so glad to be here. What perfect timing. Here we are on the 22nd, a Master Vibration Day, all about building our foundation for the future from the mastery of what we really care about.
Wonderful.
To me, that's what the numerology of today is about. And when I look at the numerology, it just tells us what the planetary energy is that's available to us, you know.
And what is it for us for today?
What's that?
What is it for us for today?
The energetic of the 2-2 and the 4.
Uh-huh.
Well, the 2-2 is a master number, and the 2 energy is about what you care about, creating from what you care about.
Okay.
If you have a master number, it's always about the mastery of that energy. So the mastery of living from what we care about. Well, if you add the 2 and 2 together and get a 4, that energy is about building a strong foundation for the future.
Oh, fabulous.
So that's how I come up with that the universal energy pouring down on us today, available for us to utilize and to take in and to saturate ourselves with, is actually the mastery of building a strong foundation for the future from what we truly care about.
Well, you know what I found this morning? I am dog-sitting for the second time in a week's time for a friend. One lady went off to vacation, and she picked up her dog one day, and the next day I had another little one who's visiting with me for a few days, a little black poodle. So, you know, I lost all three of my babes. And so now I am having people ask me to dog sit so I can have my dogs, the love of a dog, in my house without having my own dog.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, and I am just so thrilled about that, actually. I am just totally thrilled with about that. But what was interesting, on the walk this morning, and we passed the same route every morning, and I looked to the side of the sidewalk, and you know I found pennies in the grass there.
Uh-huh.
They were not there yesterday. But, you know, I picked them up. I said, I know it sounds strange, but you just don't turn down money.
That's the truth. We don't want to turn down money.
And there were 19 of them.
Yeah, oh, really?
There were 19 pennies, which added up makes a 1, a 10, or back to 1.
That's right.
So what would you say that portended?
Well, you know, the 1 energy is about new beginnings, and actually the 0 indicates the unlimited supply. So a 10 will start bringing energy in for you about the unlimitedness of new beginnings.
Oh. Wow.
So I would say, you know, to really go to every part of yourself, every orifice, you know, every opening that you have, every chakra, every thought form, every possible way that money, success, ease, love, new beginnings, everything, you know, new ways of thinking, new ways of being with life and with the world, new ways of relating to whatever is going on in your life. And just really invite, you know, a new beginning and invite the feeling of unlimitedness.
Absolutely. And that's so good because I just incorporated with two other people, and we're going after contracts to work with veterans and their families to help them cure.
Oh,
we have somebody who's just called in.
Cool.
Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
My name is Heather.
Heather. And how can we serve you today, Heather?
Well, I've never heard your show before. I just turned it on. It sounded pretty interesting, so I figured I'd give a call in and see if there was something you'd like to tell me.
I see. Carol May?
Okay. What do you need to know?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Well, one of the things that I was going to talk about today and just getting ready to mention is the summer solstice energy and the marvelous spiritual gifts that are here. And I'm sure there aren't any accidents, and you called right in perfected timing, because Phyllis was just talking about, you know, the 19 pennies and unlimited energy. And one of the things that I think is interesting about what's going on right now, people might have been experiencing so much of what's happening for the Mother Earth, the mother energy and the divine feminine energy on the planet, has actually been having a lot of old, damaged female and feminine energy released. So, well, look at the Mother Earth, what she's going through, the processing she's going through with flooding and fires and all of this really intense processing. And that's the planetary energy, but the personally speaking, for those of us, you know, in female bodies, and of course it's happening for the, those in male bodies also, but the ones in female bodies at this time are having sometimes rather personal experiences of our own processing and disappointments and a lot of old sadness energy and even regret at what might not have happened. Well, the one thing that I can say to you is that, first of all, the divine feminine energy on the planet has been asking me, next Sunday will be the third time to do these planetary infusions through conference calls of divine feminine energy, because we are really needing to redefine what all of that means, what it means to be loving, to be nurturing, to be helpful. What are we responsible for? Are we responsible? Is it our responsibility to respond or to take on other people's stuff, you know? And in general, the answer is to respond. But what I wanted to mention was that in this beautiful summer solstice energy, the beings are bringing spiritual gifts in. The first one symbolized by this beautiful waterfall we get to rest beside. And they keep saying that it's a symbol of refreshing our sense of beauty and belonging, and reminding you that you're in the right place at the right time. Believe it or not, you know, in this moment, the two other gifts happen to be a reminder of the endless supply of our own creative energy and our own access to that. And then the third gift, spiritual gift for this season, has to do with expansion and inspiration energy that is available to us on a continuous basis, and especially through the starlight and through the moonlight. So we're being encouraged to spend more time out of doors at night, as well as, of course, you know, just out of doors in the daylight. But the reason that I, that sounds like a long answer, Heather, but what I was feeling just from your energy, that this particular solstice, that there weren't any mistakes about you calling in the instant that I was going to talk about the solstice energy, because it is a time of refreshment, of blossoming, and especially for you, a time of hope. Wherever, you know, and you've probably been going along just fine or whatever, but all of us need a refreshing little spritz of hope. You know, where we can feel how we personally are going to make a difference, how our own light is can affect whatever our group is. You know, for Oprah, her group's pretty big because it's, you know, it's the whole country, the whole world. For, you know, for Phyllis, okay, she's got a show and it goes out, you know, all around. I had somebody call me from Australia after a show with Phyllis last year. So, you know, your group's pretty big, Phyllis.
Thank you. I am delighted to hear that. Sometimes I wonder if there's just me yelling into the void.
Oh, we're just, you know, hanging out.
So that little, like that little ad we had years ago, that lady says, is there anybody out there?
Yeah. But see how exciting it is right now. We're so connected, becoming so much more connected.
Yes.
That's what I was saying, that you or I, you know, or Heather, you know, any of us have at least 10 people that we relate to on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they relate to 10 and 10 and 10 and 10. So our influence is increasing all the time. And you know how, we may have talked about this before, I can't remember, but the beings always tell me that the way to increase your influence instantaneously is to remember that we are each, you know, the walking, talking piece of God, and
yes,
that we have that consciousness, and that every single thing that we do, whether it's cook a meal or sweep the floor or go for a ride or do a meditation or help somebody cross the street or whatever it is, what teeny weeny things or big huge things, take a moment to dedicate your physical action, your physical presence to a higher energy, to helping with the fires or helping the mother or helping the starving or whatever
or
is on your mind.
Just like I did, like help cut down a bush for the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Or vacuum because the lady's arm was broken.
Oh, see, and in general, that, first of all, that was a wonderful random act of kindness, which, you know, sort of amps up your supply of good karma, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I was just saying, little things are so tremendously powerful that we forget.
They really matter. And the more that we use our conscious awareness just before doing something like that to say, okay, as I'm being kind, as I'm vacuuming this, I ask for, you know, the negative energy in the Middle East to be vacuumed up by the universe. In other words, relate it. Use your consciousness to hook it in.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, what's your opinion?
I don't really have one. I'm just listening.
Sure you do.
Which is unusual for me. I usually talk a lot. But this is very interesting, so I figured I'd give you the courtesy of listening to what you're offering, which sounds very...
Where are you from, Heather?
Where am I calling you from?
Uh-huh.
I'm in North Hollywood, California.
Oh, California.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, how marvelous.
I love having you on my show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Is there anything else you needed?
Oh, I think she's already
gone.
She's
already gone. Okay, well...
I'm going to tell her about an angel... One of the things that, you know, is so big, I always have 100 things to talk about.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I'm not counting.
Yay. So I do this. Thank you, darling. I do think that this particular, I want to go back for 1 second to the Divine Feminine Institution for next Sunday. It's on a conference call. So I'm really asking anyone who's interested in knowing more about it, please get in touch with me. Go to my website. Or, I mean, email me at lotusgrid, LOTUSGRID, at gmail.com.
Okay,
and I'll
that's good.
The information. This one is being recorded, so people can buy the tape.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
That'll be great, because we begin with a meditation where we discover our roots and go down into the earth, into the mother, and then have the energy come back up and have the experience of receiving nurturing, nutrients,
uh-huh,
health, love, blessings, everything we need from the Mother Earth energy. And I know when it happened for me the first time, it was one of the most incredible experiences I ever had.
Uh-huh.
And it helped me have such a personal relationship with feeling nurtured, even when things outside of me were going rather crappy. You know, that,
well, I know that feeling.
Yes. Right now, we all probably are going to, like the fires, and you don't know what's going to happen, but you figure everything is going to be okay no matter what.
Yes, as long as you put it in God's hands and you just walk away from it, you know that's the best way to deal with it.
I agree. I remember at 9/11, the beings, I was really scared and this and that and had all these friends in New York and on, and, you know, the being said to me, well, sweetie, you're either in the arms of God or not. Do you believe that or
which
what?
Is it?
You know,
yeah, which is it?
if
make a mud mark for me, right?
You're in the arms of God, and if you're on the other side, you're in the arms of God. So
yes.
When they explained it, it sounded really easy. But, you know, here we are in a body coping with the fears and needing to pay the rent and on and on and on, the price of gas and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that it is important for us to be in touch with the energies that are out there, the belief systems, the thought forms, the fears, whatever is in mass consciousness and whatever is going on, you know.
Right.
So we can send light to that, and especially so we can do what the beings were saying a minute ago, hook all of our physical actions into, you know, the highest of whatever's happening in the moment, but also hook those actions in, dedicate them to something bigger to also help the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Praying with awareness and praying, being aware is a real big step, and being aware of allowing your thoughts to be aligned with prosperity and aligned with what you desire rather than what you don't desire.
And especially these days, you know, we're really in the process. I don't know how many people out there have actually heard about the 9 initiation rites of Munai Ki. You can go on a website, munai-ki.org, and learn lots more about it. But last time I was on your show, somebody asked me about the future and asked me about 2012 and what was going to happen and on and on. And the beings had not really talked to me very much about it because they didn't, because so much of what's out there is a fear. Because, you know, we are in a transition time.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I've been studying since we last spoke, you know, on the last show, is the rites of Munai Ki, which really combine the past and the present and the future and begin to hook our energy into drawing energy from our future self, from who we are becoming.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first thing that I've found that literally begins to address and hook our energy into whoever will be after 2012.
Mm-hmm.
You say, really, if you want to know more about it, again, please, you know, call or email me, and I'm just so happy to tell you anything and everything about it and hook people up to that. But the reason that I think this is so fascinating is because, going back to what I always love to talk about, Metatron, the head of the Archangels, told me in 06, if you remember, September of 06, we had our first Lotus Grid opening celebration.
Right.
And this is a worldwide celebration of a planetary event that's occurring, a previously invisible new chakra that was imbued in each of us before we came in. Everybody born within a 100-year time frame the entire, you know, 1900s and 2000 arena. Anyway, carrying this grid, this chakra that looks like a lotus flower, a tight bud. And we all agreed for all our little petals to unfold in this time frame between 06 and 11-11-11. And each one of those buds is like a piece of our divine truth, our essential self, our creativity, our higher self, that's often been unexpressed in human form before. And we all agree to unfold during this time frame together, number one, to assist the consciousness on the planet, and number two, so that we could literally anchor pure love, the energy of pure love on this planet, for the first time in history, over 51%. And so that is what you can tell. You can look around and see in people, all these new things coming out, more and more people getting excited, and Eckhart Tolle's work with Oprah, and more humans becoming awake, and on and on and on. And other people will go, yeah, but Carol, what about the war and the floods and the horrible stuff? Well, a lot of times when for the new to come in, old literally
has to be swept away.
Yes, absolutely. So it's true. There's a lot of seeming opposites going on right now. and that's just normal for this planet, actually. But I do, of course, want to mention our next worldwide celebration.
Okay.
The Lotus Grid opening is 888, August the 8th. 888.
Yeah.
And then the next one would be 999, 10-10-10, 11-11-11. So we have three more after this year. I'm just inviting everyone to look at the website, find out about it, see if you want to lead.
Yeah.
You know, stand as a point of light for very, we want to just cover the globe with people's consciousness and awareness. I just have been asking people, okay, I know where you live, and so you'll hold a point of light for wherever you live or wherever you'll be on 888. But also, tell me, where's your favorite place in the world that you love?
Right.
You know, so one person told me Japan and one person, you know, Africa. So, we'll be having points of light for
everywhere.
Places.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Just a moment. I think we have somebody on the line.
Excellent, excellent.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome. Who's calling?
Thank you. My name is June, and I'm in Northern California.
All right, Karen. What would you...
I had a pressing question, but I was enjoying what you were saying so much.
That's all right. Ask the question, dear heart.
That's beautiful. The idea of the lotus... And growing is so pulling in me, but I just have this one area, one relationship in my life that just holds me down so much and throws me into so much chaos. And I've tried to release it and release it for like 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Still working on it. I know it's a gift in a way, but I was wondering if you have some ways I could release and neutralize this one particular person.
And I was going to say, is this romantic in nature, or is it at work, or what is it?
It was a relationship that I'm trying to transform into a friendship or whatever it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you a couple of things. And I thought I heard you say your name was June. Is it Karen?
June, yes.
Hmm. Okay, oh, great. How wonderful. See, my last name is May, so there you go. Anyway, May to June. There are a couple of things just to say out loud. You know, most things like what you're talking about, there's a whole ganglion of energies that are involved, past
mm-hmm.
life stuff
yes.
to be learned, human stubbornness, you know, you might have gotten over it, they didn't, agreements that were broken, on and on and on. Honestly,
yes.
we'd have to have,
yeah.
you know, a whole one-hour session to even look at that.
Sure.
So we can't cover that.
I've had a lot of readings about it. We've had at least five lives where I died behind this relationship.
Okay, so the number one thing that I'm hearing to say out loud to you, actually two things. One is, the more that we try to get rid of something, if there's still left, of course, it persists. So
right.
an important thing to do is to sit down, number one, and say, write a letter to this person's soul. And it's not a letter you're going to deliver, it's
mm-hmm.
a letter you're going to burn. But it is an opportunity for you to get everything, good, bad, and ugly, out of your body. So it might go on for 10 pages. It might have erotic stuff in it. It might have hatred and nasty stuff in it. I don't, whatever it has in it, doesn't matter. Let it all come out, sweetie. Let it out of your body, and then burn that little baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see if there's anything else you need to say that doesn't have the charge of any of that energy. And for you, I would recommend sitting down and actually writing another letter to this person's soul where you describe what the perfect relationship that you all could have together would feel like and look like and how it would manifest, and then burn that one as well. So you want to let the energy go out of your body, but you also want to describe what you want coming in instead. Now, that's first. Secondly, it's really important to go back to the first instant you connected and remember what that felt like
mm-hmm.
and give a blessing to it and just go back to the love all the time. I'm sure you've
mm-hmm.
done this part already.
Mm-hmm. I have.
But the main thing is to keep giving gratitude to the relationship for helping you in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With
when
using any energy to try to look at what you want to go away from, just write down and focus on and affirm and receive every single day how you'd rather have things be, so that you're going towards something. And the key is actually every time a negative comes up. See, we're wanting to change how we relate to seeming negatives.
Right.
if you notice the negative and go, oh, you cute thing, there you are again. Okay, thanks.
That's what I have been doing. I've been like, well, thanks for the inspiration to move to a more positive place.
May I add my two cents in here?
And also, it is good for you to have readings on it or to get help. You don't want to sit in it. But probably one of the best things to do is give it a place in your life. It's almost like sitting there and going, all right, this is in my life, and I'm putting it over here in the corner, and I'll visit it now and then. But I'm using all the rest of my, space in my life for these other things that I'm going towards. So
yeah.
You want to make some new choices and spend more of your energy on your new choices than on this other one.
Yes, absolutely.
May I give you also a piece of advice?
I would love it. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Welcome.
My suggestion is, since you are having this issue, to go in and have a hypnotherapy session. And meet this person on a soul level, on a higher conscious level, and release it there. And you can have that dialogue on a soul level with this person, and that is a very effective way of helping to deal with this. I would think one session would take care of the issue. A hypnotherapist to help you walk through this and let it release it once for all. And once you understand why you're still and how you're still holding on to it, the rest is a cakewalk.
You know, that's actually just such a fabulous idea, because I was thinking about it the other day. We talk a lot about how whatever plane or place a problem is located, and you can sometimes have a cure, but you can't get it healed at that same level. You want to go to the next level.
Yes. And I will tell you, in a hypnotherapy, it does move into the emotional body. I believe we have real four bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You have the spiritual body, the mental body, and the physical body. But I believe it is the emotional body that is the glue that ties all three together.
Absolutely.
And once you meet it on the emotional level, which hypnotherapy is fabulous for doing, you should be able to just pick up your skirts, dust off your hands, and walk away from the relationship thereafter. I don't think you'll have the same... In fact, I can almost guarantee you would not have any further emotional response to the same person.
That's what I want, is not to have be so triggered.
Okay, then I would suggest you get a good hypnotherapist to do that.
Do you know any?
Well, I'll tell you, there's the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists.
I thought one of you do that. I was just joking.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, I do it.
That's what I thought. I was joking when I said
yeah,
I'm a serious sidekick kid. I walk into things with a straight face. Yeah, I can do that.
I will call you.
That's fabulous, darling. I wish you would. We can take care of it within an hour.
You know, I've burned. I've made effigies. You can't believe how hard I've worked to
utilize Let's not work hard at this. Let's just take care of it and have fun.
I would really like to.
Call me.
I will.
When you have time, and we'll be glad to work it through. And I think it's time that you walked away from this with your head held high. I know you did the best you could for the time.
And I've learned so much. I understand that we probably have a contract, that, this was
and
here
to
wake up.
And it's time to let it go. It's time, because obviously it's not fulfilling any purpose other than to frustrate you, and that's not the purpose of a contract.
Exactly, yeah. I think I've learned as much as I can.
Well, good,
do the
darling.
Beings have any message for me about this?
Carol, you want to have that? About
you were
it?
Speaking of your team, your beings. Do they have anything for me to...
Well, I don't know. See, my feeling is, in general, on the air, the main information that's going to come in is going to be pretty generic. And,
right.
Okay.
It's very hard to get it.
Yeah, I understand.
Some people do, but Carol is not one who does. Hers is more global in reach.
I see. Okay.
Well, I do the personal stuff when we're doing a personal session.
I get it. Well, thank you so much for this beautiful show. It's very inspiring.
Thank you. Blessings.
And happy solstice.
Good. God bless you. Same to you, darling.
Blessed be.
Well, that was nice. Okay, Carol.
Fabulous. And I admit I'm so grateful for when people ask their questions, because each thing that is personal for any of us, of course, has a global application. Do you know what I'm
saying? Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all a part of the human family. Last time I checked in the mirror.
And we all go through the same stuff, with different stories slightly, but actually mainly the same energy. But what I was going to say is, I think your point was so wonderful that a lot of times, you know, when one person, this happens very often, when one person in a contract or in a situation has learned it or has gotten to a certain place,
yeah,
and then the other person hasn't, that's what I was talking about before, about responsibility. Because our first responsibility, you know, is to our own soul and our own agreement with Source and our own expression and sharing of what we came to do this time.
And we forget it, especially as women. And I don't mean to sound sexist, heaven help me.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. But women are so taught to be the caregivers and the caretakers and put themselves last that we forget to put ourselves in at all sometimes.
At all, that's right. You know, this is what the beings told me happened recently, in case people have been experiencing it. There's been this, you know, that whole time that Mercury was retrograde.
Is it ever not retrograde? I ask this every time. Is it ever not retrograde?
Yeah, no, it was retrograde for about 3 or 4 weeks. And part of what was going on, we were actually having a recalibration of our prime directive.
Okay.
Prime directive that came in for light workers when we all were born, see, was, you know, that we're here to help everybody, help other people. And in the way that it got translated inside of us, especially women, was that we help other people, but not ourselves. We forgot that we're part of the people.
We forget for the people part.
We're part of the people who need help.
Yeah.
And so there was an actual inward, real deep inside recalibration of our own prime directive going on.
Wow.
To assist us in being able to, number one, include ourselves as part of the people, and number two, to begin to learn how to respond to others and to pain and to others' needs and blah, blah, blah. And respond from the depth of our true self and our highest honesty and our sweetest light, rather than feeling responsible and bad and sorry and awful and as if we've got to take it on.
And we don't need to take it on, because that's not our job. Our job is to bring happiness and health to this world and to be happy and healthy ourselves.
Really, and just, you know, when you're assisting with transformation, think about how strong we need to stay in order to just give assistance.
That's right.
With the transformative, you know, process.
Absolutely.
To teach it, to learn it ourselves, to demonstrate it, to share it.
Absolutely.
And to be able to laugh when we fall down and then get back up.
And to be way showers for others. And walk and show it's easy. Once we get it, it's truly easy, and it's almost scary at how easy it is. Once you get the hang of loving and giving of yourself, it is such a fabulous thing, and it is so easy to do. And you wonder, what on earth was I thinking that I didn't do this
before? Don't you think that one of the keys to it is that to remember that giving and receiving happen at the same time?
Exactly.
If you are having this experience of giving to others, but you have a relationship with yourself and Source that includes just receiving all the time and being so in love with what you receive from, you know, Mother God, that you're having an experience of receiving, of being nurtured all the while you're giving. So, of course, it would be joyful.
Absolutely. And you forget that.
I know, I was thinking about it the other day. You know, we talk so much about, or the old thought is, it's better to give than receive. And I just think they're so equal.
They are.
We need to get to a place where there's actually no difference.
Well, you know, it's very funny. One of my dearly beloved teachers, a nun at the boarding school where I went, Mount St. Mary's in New Jersey, told me something that I had remembered for years and years and years. And she said, the sign of a true lady is one who can receive as graciously as she gives.
Absolutely.
And that just never left my mind, because how many people are gracious to give but don't know how to receive, haven't a clue to receive. They keep trying to give, but then they don't receive. And I've talked to a few people and said, and you feel good when you give. Well, of course, why would you deny that same feeling to another person? Why would you deny them the opportunity to feel good like you? And there's this shocked silence usually.
Right. And you'll notice that many of the quote-unquote negative things that will come up or happen,
yes,
and we sit around and go, well, what's the lesson in that? I would say at least 6 out of 10 times the lessons in a lot of the big stuff going,
yes,
on, whether it's losing your home or coming down with liver disease or something,
yes,
breaking both legs, it has to do with learning to graciously receive.
Exactly.
You know, we're a team, we're all part of the same circle, and that giving and receiving are not only great, but holy and divine and sacred. They're part,
yes,
of our birthright.
Absolutely.
As divine beings in a physical body. And if you don't, you know, most of the things that we need to learn, it's a lot easier. We're always going to learn it sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot less painful to learn it sooner. You know?
I've always found that to be so. Gee whiz.
I learned it by choice, you know, instead of because you've got to, you know, because it's something,
yeah,
that's happening. It's so much better to learn it because you said, I want to learn how to graciously receive,
yeah,
rather than learning it through pain.
And what we don't realize that is that the Father, the universe, the source, whoever, however we should determine, really wants us to be playful and to laugh and have fun and to have all the good things in life. We keep thinking that we shouldn't, and we feel guilty about having fun or laughing,
mm-hmm,
or having the good things in life, and that perhaps we don't deserve them. Well, we do deserve them.
Of course.
We are worthy and deserving, or we would have been created in the first place. That's what I think puzzles me a lot, is that we tend to forget that, you know, we are a part of God. We are His creation. Of course we're worthy and deserving.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't make mistakes, and He doesn't make trash.
That's right.
You know? So
and I agree.
We exist is good enough.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that came in the first Divine Feminine Infusion that we did on the 1st of June,
mm-hmm,
was this one sentence, kind of a new mantra. And this mantra is, being alive is enough.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're listening to this and you're alive, then your starting point is that you're enough. And that's exactly what you're saying. We deserve it. We deserve everything. We're enough. In God's eyes and in the eyes of Source, whatever your journey is that you said you would take is enough. Whatever gifts you have to offer are enough. Whatever you accomplished in the day is enough.
Yes.
And when we start from that place, if we can say it and feel it and be it and, you know,
yeah,
give enough credence inside of ourselves to go, well, are you kidding me? Okay, I'm enough. I'm starting as enough.
Yes.
And no telling what can be created from that enoughness.
Oh, absolutely. It is. I one of my favorite lines is from the movie Auntie Mame, where she says, Patrick, my boy, life is a smorgasbord, and most part, sports poor people are starving to death.
That's a shame.
You don't realize how much is set before you because you're taught, I think through some cultures and through some religions and through some just traditions that you are not worthy and deserving of all that is good and happy and holy.
Mm-hmm.
And you should realize that, as
mm-hmm.
I said.
Well, and don't you think that part of what becoming more conscious is about and being a light
yes.
worker or whatever we all want to all call ourselves
yes.
is it has to do with
absolutely.
Allowing, even though we're in, say we're multidimensional, we're a spirit and
we're
in a body. So we, of course, we are of two natures, you know, the spirit and the flesh.
Uh-huh.
And for those who are more attuned to the flesh, then they're going to be into competition and worrying about defending
uh-huh.
themselves and all those things. They're going to use their brain as their highest light.
Right.
And then as we develop consciousness, we attune more and more and more. We become in attunement with that spiritual side, how things can be, you know.
Yeah.
And what we're really looking for, again, it's not a competition. Well, either you align with spirit or you align with flesh. That's not the truth.
No, it's not true.
Is that we're both. And
it's
so we're really looking for that middle ground. where
exactly.
There'll be some times when, you know, if you're fighting a fire, boy, you want to say your prayers and get in there and do what you know how to do. In
right.
other words, if I'm having brain surgery, I want that brain surgeon to be using his
yes.
brain and all
skills.
His talents to work on me. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? I don't want him in meditation while he's doing my brain surgery. I want him doing my brain surgery, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm trying to
yes,
say?
Yes, I know. You are here to use all of the gifts that are given to us to use and to partake of at all times. And that's what's important.
And allow whatever part,
yes.
you know, when you have true integration, it's kind of like, you know, when you truly understand the power of love that you carry,
oh, yes.
then you can truly afford to be truly gentle. You know, it's
yes.
almost like when we have learned one lesson, then all the lessons that go with it tend
yes.
to be available also.
Absolutely.
So when we know how to do things in the physical and we
yes.
know our spiritual self, then we have this third thing. We have
yes.
this ability inside to be okay no matter which thing we're doing.
That is correct. Absolutely, absolutely correct.
That's probably what I would call, you know, would be like happiness, you know.
Cause yes.
in whatever situation you're in, you know you're okay.
Well, I think also we understand that God wants us to be happy. And when my aunt was ill, and she was basically getting ready to die, and she was grumbling that God took everybody else in the family first, and here she was still hanging around, and she was the oldest, and blah, blah, blah. And she was really complaining, and I said, Aunt Ida, I said, if you were God, would you want a grumpy old woman who's complaining about everything to come to heaven first? Or would you want somebody who was happy? And she just looked at me. I said, my suggestion is be happy. Then it'll take you.
That's right. If we want to change things, then we have to embody whatever it is we think we're trying to change, don't we? So,
well, she thought about it for a little bit, and then she got happier, I think.
I think that you, my darling girl, have hit on this, the one of the quote-unquote secret keys, you know, to prosperity, because the more that we embody that sense of being rich and wealthy and alive and,
oh, yes.
and just so, you know, open to receiving
yes.
and et cetera, good heavens, I don't think prosperity can stay away from that. It gets
no.
automatically magnetized.
Yes. And it will come,
mm.
and even so, we can subtly sabotage ourselves if we're not careful.
If we dwell more
on what we don't have, well, it's all right to say I'm going to have money, but it's not here right now, and that's the reality. And all of a sudden, you know, that is your reality. It isn't here right now because you just took it away. Well, I want the money, but then you say, but it isn't here, you know, and it's the universe works quickly, but not quite as quickly as that sometimes. But, you know, focusing on what you do want in life.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, a key to it is to remember to focus on how it would feel.
Yes.
How
also,
you would
yes.
feel having it.
Yes.
How you would share it, how you would
yes.
feel receiving it. Get
yes.
to that point of gratitude and go,
yes.
you know. And then you almost immediately find all the other things you're grateful for. You know, the
yeah.
beings had me teach classes about money like 20-something years ago because there's
wow.
so much confusion about it.
Oh, yes.
And to remember that it's sacred, that our lack of it is as sacred as our abundance with it, to tell you the honest truth, because of whatever it's about for each individual. There's not just one thing I could say, oh, God, if you don't have enough money, it means blah, blah, blah. It doesn't. It may be different for each person. But one thing that is for sure, that money is about sharing. It is about the enhancement of humans. That's what it's for. It's divine purpose. It has a divine purpose. And the more that we are aligned to our personal divine purpose.
Absolutely.
And then everything that's involved in that divine purpose can just get magnified right to us. So you can be guaranteed if you're moving forward with what belongs to you, then everything that you need is highly likely to also
happen. Yes.
You know, I think we have to remember that we have access to prosperity, mm-hmm. not just think about the prosperity itself, but what it means to be so conscious and so alive and so divinely human that we have access to prosperity, and that the sun and the moon and the stars and the chi and the light and our own body and hair and blah, 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 the list goes on and on and on, is part of our prosperity, so that we embody how prosperous we are. And then the universal law of like attracts like begins to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't always happen in the form we expect.
Exactly. And you, and leaving it open to the universe allows for the greater creativity and the greater expression of joy
mm-hmm.
that comes with blessings of this nature.
Mm-hmm. And you know how it goes back to what we already mentioned, that willingness to receive. You know, asking for something and receiving it are two different actions
mm-hmm.
inside ourself. And so practicing each one of those things is really important.
Oh, yes. Practicing, accepting, yes.
Yes, and receiving, going into the receiving mode and just...
And feeling good, worthy, and deserving, because some people feel they're not worthy and deserving.
Mm.
Again, it's a matter of, yes, you are worthy. If you weren't
worthy, right.
you wouldn't have been created.
Right, right.
Okay, so acknowledging your worthiness is a very important issue as
right.
well. My goodness, we went into a direction I didn't expect to go.
Yeah, I think it's so important these days, you know. It's sort of
yes.
like, what would be the good of talking to angels if you're not talking about that we deserve
yes.
to talk to angels? Or
what's
the sense of talking about, you know, the lotus grid and our own essential self unfolding if we don't say, you know, the underlying energy of our true nature just has to be addressed, and our true nature
uh-huh.
is that we are made of light, you know. We are
yes.
made of the same essential energy
yes.
that everything is made
yes.
of. So, you know, knowing that we are kissing cousins with the energy of money, the energy of the tree, the energy of air, the energy of light.
And relationships.
That's a really important thing to start with, isn't it, sweetie?
Yes, it is. It's being in attunement and allowing ourselves to receive it. That's another thing, too. And not doubting that it'll come. That's where we tend to trip ourselves up, is by doubting that what we've asked for we'll receive.
Again, I will tell you what the beings have been talking to me about lately, is that instead of trying not to have something, like doubt, to let whatever is there be there, and then make a choice on what position it's going to hold in your life. So, because look, every time you go to Walmart, you know, or the grocery store,
right.
then mass consciousness and unconsciousness runs through your aura. So I don't care if you've just meditated for 10 hours. The minute you get out in the world, doubts and fears and other crapola.
You pick it up from other people.
It's just on the planet, sweetie.
Yes.
So if
yes.
we begin to view it, and relate to it, it's just stuff. It's just there.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not harmful. It's not running your life. And the minute that you see it, you just go, oh, you again, okay. Go to the back of the room. And now let me tell you what my choice is for this moment. Let me start saying, you know, so the doubt's there. Oh, okay, there you are, honey. Now, here's my choice. Okay, the doubt is one possibility. Now, here's what I'm choosing to focus on, to go towards, to really bring in. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
That is a different way of being with that energy.
Right.
Rather than just going, oh, God, there's that horrible doubt again.
Right.
And judging it. You realize that almost everything that's happening right now is happening for us as an opportunity to help us let go of judgment. And we don't even know if we got judgment on stuff. But the even saying, ooh, that's bad, I don't want that anymore, is a form of judgment. So being able to say, ooh, there's that stuff again, how cute, I'm going to choose this other thing.
Right.
That's really exercising your conscious choices.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, having a free choice and saying I've chose to look at something else rather than that.
Yeah.
And I agree with you.
I'm going to admit that doubts and fears are present on this planet. They're part of the human experience.
Right.
I'm just going to let it be there. There you go, honey. There you are, and here's where I'm at. I'm over here choosing this other thing. And so after a while, in general, it looks like to me that the doubts and fears pretty much tootle on off. Because they're not
entertained. They find cold comfort.
Yeah.
Being ignored.
You know, and we'll see how that works. It's something that does take conscious choice and practice. I agree.
Right.
I'm working on it. That's all I can say.
Well, we're all practicing that, my dear. That's right. Okay. Well, I'd like you again, since we're coming too close to the hour, I wanted to say again that I'm Phyllis Pricer, and this is the Higher Dimensions you've been listening to, and Carol May has been our lovely, lovely guest for today. You can reach me always through the Higher Dimensions at bbsradio.com, or my phone number, area code 202-387-2080. And I do have a website, multiplepathwaysinc.com, and you can get contact information from there. And Carol, if you would allow to give yourself a little run through so you can let people contact you, I would appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. How joyful. My website is called, www.lotusgrid.com, LOTUSGRID.com. And what happens, the homepage and the first few little things you would click on will tell you all about the Lotus Grid celebrations, the Lotus Grid opening, how to lead one, get one, receive information, messages from Metatron, etc. And then you'll come to a page that talks about my book, Working with Angels in Everyday Life, and about 8 or 9 CDs that I offer, guided imagery meditation with the angels, with the dolphins. There are some affirmation CDs, resonance affirmations by days of the week that are all on there that you can order.
Mm-hmm.
You can even, there's a little PayPal button where a person can prepay for private soul attunement sessions with me.
Oh,
I was born with a gift to talk to people's souls and to talk to the angels and walk between the dimensions. And maybe everybody's born with that, you know, as little babies and kids. I'm just one of those that never grew out of it, because most people kind of grow out of their,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking to angels when they're 6 or 7, and I just never grew out of it. So I offer private soul attunement sessions, angel readings with messages. They're always recorded for you. Right now, I also teach esoteric Reiki and angel classes based on the book. Like I said, the book's for sale. And I'm really inviting people to think about the book, order it, tell people about it. And here's one of the main reasons why. August 1st, it will have been out a year, and the beings had it come out and be published on August 1st of 07 because it represents a portal that was opened between the dimensions, between the angelic and the human realm. And reading it, being with it, it's a very simple little teeny-weeny book, has meditations in it, the jobs of the angels, lots of wonderful info and sweetness. The energy is such a blessing, because this was literally channeled and just given through the beings of light and Metatron. And it's like delightful and refreshing and all those things. And the beings really want it to go out to as many people as possible. That's why they held the price at only $11, because they want everybody, of course, to have a copy, mainly to have the energy, to have that portal opening, to be able to feel the oneness and the teamwork between the beings on the other side, and then here we are, the beings.
Uh-huh.
Body. You know, we're beings.
Yeah.
And we're beings of light. We just happen to be the beings of light in a body, and we're part of the team with the beings of light without a body. So that's the big message. The Lotus Grid unfoldment and opening, the private sessions and work, classes, the books, and so much of what's going on now, I'm just hearing to really start talking about the kinds of things that we're all working with.
Okay.
How to actually be in the world when you're super sensitive. They're downloading for me an ebook that'll be available real soon. Just stay in touch.
Wonderful.
You can always call my home phone number, area code 928-227-3416. I adore to hear from people by email, and which is lotusgrid, L-O-T-U-S-G-R-I-D, at gmail.com. And I just offer to you, sweet friends, and everybody involved, a happy, happy, happy summer solstice. Enjoy blossoming and all the gifts, and much love and gratitude.
Well, thank you, darling. As always, you've been an absolutely wonderful guest. We will keep in touch, of course, and we'll have you on again soon. And I can vouch for the book because you sent me one, and I just loved it, and I so appreciated it, and I have read it, and I do refer to it. And so I can recommend it to your lovely listeners. And at any rate, we would like to say goodbye at this time, and I bless you all and hold you in my heart, and we will meet again next Sunday, same time, same station. Carol, we'll be talking to you specially. God bless you, darling. God bless you all. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Blessings to BBS Radio. Bye.
Bye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.